Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Bell has been in Ireland for almost 40 years and has 5,000 staff. They continue to have a huge presence in Dublin, Cork, Belfast and Limerick, focusing a lot more on cloud computing than making PC desktops. They also have been looking into whether their clients are ready for AI and the sweeping changes that will come with that. Hint, hint, we're not ready. Catherine Doyle is the Managing Director of Dell Technologies Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Catherine.
Morning, Joe.
We will come to what Dell is doing in the rest of the country in a moment. Let's start with the AI survey. Tell us a little bit more about what that survey found.
So what it found, Joe, is that approximately 70% of companies in Ireland believe that AI and generative AI will significantly transform their industry in the coming years. 56% of the companies said they're not entirely sure how their industry will look in 3 to 5 years. So they're unsure of the future. And 49% said they're struggling to keep up with the pace of disruption from a technology point of view.
And is AI going to be a big part of your business at Dell?
Yeah, I think AI is going to be a big part of all technology companies.
How will it be part of your business?
Well, firstly, we will use it internally ourselves to improve our productivity. In fact, we're already doing that. And all of our products are AI ready. So there's a huge requirement from a technology point of view to drive the data behind the artificial intelligence and generative AI to give the insights to companies. So they will need, you know, infrastructure, they will need cloud, they will need laptops and desktops to help them to take advantage of that technology. So Dell is integrating technology into all of its products and its software to ensure that our customers are ready to take full advantage of what comes next from an AI point of view.
Now, AI is all about the harvesting of data, and we're talking about terabytes or whatever the next byte is of data. You guys are very much into cloud computing these days. How will that change the operation that you've got in Limerick and in Cork and in Dublin?
So I think that, I mean, we've been doing a lot of development around AI and Gen AI in all our sites.
This is generative AI, is it?
Generative AI, yeah, for quite a long time. So it's like any new technology in terms of how we evolve. You know, people evolve with the technology, they innovate, they come up with new ideas. And then internally, we will leverage the technology to drive efficiencies, you know, to make people more productive, to maybe, you know, help people with the more mundane parts of their job, which, you know, helps us to increase our productivity, you know, with the more interesting part of the job that gets the innovation out of people's heads.
Does that mean that the email that you sent me was written by AI, or did you actually type it?
I was a bit old-fashioned. I typed it, Joe.
Now, you no longer mass-produce desktop computers, desktop PCs like you used to in the 90s in this country to the same extent that you did.
Well, we still mass produce computers.
Yes.
Absolutely. We still do that. In fact, it's a huge part of our business.
But it's mostly in Poland, isn't it? Right?
It's mostly in Poland. Mm. Yes, absolutely.
Are you getting the brain power that you need for this AI transformation?
Yeah, absolutely. We are at the moment.
From Irish universities?
From Irish universities. So we work extensively across all the universities and the, you know, the colleges, not just the universities in Ireland. We'd have quite a broad net. We do a roadshow with them 2 or 3 times a year. And we would advertise Dell as a great place to work for them. And we get quite a catch from the universities. In fact, the talent coming out of Irish universities is pretty competitive. So we're very happy.
Which is kind of counterintuitive, because you and I are of a similar vintage. And when we came out of university, unemployment was very high in this country and people really had to have sharp elbows and that extra bit to get jobs. Whereas now we are at full employment, and going forward, according to the latest report from the Minister of Finance, we're going to stay at full employment for the next couple of years. You would normally expect people to be a little bit more complacent when they come out of university, knowing that they will get a job.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are at full employment, but there's still a lot of competition for jobs. And so, you know, graduates are competing with each other and they're very conscious of that. I would say more conscious than we were in our day of the competition for roles. And they come very prepared.
So the old Irish adage of, sure, it'll be fine. is out. Is that what you're saying?
I would say it probably is. And I think, look, there's lots of things that help graduates now. They're much more connected. They're much more informed. You know, they've devices that deliver a lot of information to them about what's going on a wider scope. So they're much more, I suppose, prepared and informed than probably, you know, in the past.
You put a lot of servers into data centers and data farms and all that kind of stuff. Are you exasperated with some of the debate around data centers and people saying, oh, it's sucking up so much energy and we should put a moratorium on them?
So look, without a doubt, I mean, as we move towards artificial intelligence and Gen AI, the compute power that's going to need will be quite extensive. But there's a lot of developments going on to make the compute power much greener. And I guess the advancements, you know, it's just important that, you know, we all work to make sure that the advancements in making the devices greener keeps pace with the level of consumption required for the devices. And I think that is the key focus area for most tech companies.
You're in the tech business. You're kind of at the bleeding edge. But do you think ordinary Irish citizens appreciate the importance of data centres?
I think they do. I mean, ordinary Irish citizens, I think companies do. I think, you know, a lot of the small and medium businesses, data centres give them access to enterprise class infrastructure and enables them to compete with companies who might, you know, have, you know, deeper pockets than they have. So it gives them access to, you know, pretty good technology.
But do people make the connection with kind of uploading a picture and being able to access that picture and a data center? I'm not sure they do.
I'm not sure they do. Not right. The regular consumer, no.
Okay. Well, listen, best of luck, you know, in your endeavours, whether that's in cloud computing, data centres or making PCs. That is Catherine Doyle, the Managing Director of Dell Technologies in Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.